Fake, and I'm Horticulture and Small Farms Advisor in Placer and Nevada Counties with the University of California Cooperative Extension. And I'm going to be talking about small farm economics for beginning farmers. So to give you a little background to understand the situation where I work in the foothills of Northern California, we have small-scale commercial family farms, mixed operations, most are under 20 acres. I know that's not what you think about when you think about California, but 86% of California farms are small farms. Our crops include the whole range of tree and vine fruits, vegetables, flowers, ornamentals, and some operations also include livestock. Most of our production is direct marketed, but we have very high land, labor, and production cost, and labor availability is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as well. So achieving an economically viable farm scale is challenging, to say the least. So in order to meet our farmer and rancher clientele needs, we started doing beginning farming and business training. I'm a horticulturalist, but I have some economics background. We provide about 180 hours of training per year, and our training team is two farm advisors and two or three local producers. It's a rotation of those producers, depending upon the topics. Our focus is on business, marketing, and helping producers build support systems to support their business and marketing needs and knowledge. So our Beginning Farming Academy started in 2004, and over the years it's evolved to a 20-hour intensive weekend seminar. We started our farm business planning in 2008, and that's a 6-week, 24-hour course that includes intensive economic analysis, not just of the overall operation, but also of each crop or product. And we added advanced farm business planning in 2015, and in 2017 we added a farm business scaling up course as well. So what have we learned in the last 14 years or 10 years of farm business planning? Duh, reaching a profitable scale is difficult. Our constraints are very high labor cost and now labor availability, the lack of capital, and the lack of local ag infrastructure, whether it's professional consultants, whether it's input suppliers, we don't have the infrastructure. The keys to profitability that we've learned through this intensive analysis of a variety of farms and ranches, finding efficiencies, labor efficiencies, production and marketing, as well as other efficiencies. And one of the key lessons that we've learned is specialization. Reducing crop diversity almost always improves profitability. That doesn't mean to say we're talking about monocultures. We're talking about reducing, if you're a vegetable farmer, reducing from 40, 50, 60, 70 crops down to 10 to 15. Profitability goes up dramatically because your efficiency goes up dramatically. And we've seen that over and over in individual instances. However, diversifying markets does improve profitability. Then there's also the issues of full-time income versus the necessity of off-farm income to support a family. So, again, from our 10 years of business planning experience, it takes $140,000 to $220,000 gross farm sales or farm income to make the median per capita income in our area, which is $34,000. That's a very wide range, depends upon the crops grown and the production systems. So, in 2016, we did a survey about farm operational scale. We wanted to understand what the parameters were of farm scale in the foothills, understand the impact of scale on profitability and viability of our small farms, and then develop a scaling up curriculum and training. Our survey sample was 56 beginning and experienced producers. It's a small sample size, but it was a very long interview, and it required very extensive sales and expense numbers. So most of the eligible beginning farmers had at least 3 years of experience in order to provide those, answer those questions. So demographics of our survey, we had 32 respondents. You can see from the numbers here that were skewed toward the older producers, but the interesting thing is the under 35s, that's more than double the percentage of our total ag population of the under 35. So we had a number of new young farmers in the survey. The male-female is very much skewed toward male, which is very interesting because usually it's the women who know the economics, and our actual percentages are 46% women, 54% men. Years in farming, again, it looks like the older experienced farmers is the biggest percentage, but if you take the 3 to 10 years, still beginning farmers, that's more than 50% of those we surveyed. And you can see on the business classes, 81% of our respondents had some kind of business training, which we'll talk about briefly in a minute. And then I talked about mixed operations. The crops across the bottom, those percentages add up to a whole lot more than 100%. So they've all got several kinds of crops, not all, but many of them, as well as a fair amount of livestock. So, results of the survey, the farm income or gross sales ranged from $900 for the one very beginning farmer who had good records up to $1 million. 31% of the respondents sold less than $25,000, but 37.5% sold over $100,000, which means either they're on track to or making the median per capita income of $34,000. So that may be considered as a measure of farm viability. If the farmer is viable, the farm is more likely to be viable. So one of the things that happened after we did this survey, we were talking about it with some other folks, and they said, well, compare it to the Ag Census. And that was totally not the focus of the survey, but it was so astounding to us, we thought it was good to share it. So if you look at, on the left, you have the 2012 USDA Ag Census numbers, and the right is our survey. In the USDA Ag Census, 85% of the producers had less than 25,000 income, ours 31. But as you get to the higher farm incomes, among our producers, that was an order of magnitude larger in most cases. And then at the bottom, 24.8% of Placer, Nevada farms report being profitable in the 2012 census. Among our cohort in our survey, 90.6% reported being profitable. And we had also probably a much tougher measure because we explained to them that in our definition, profit is in addition to paying yourself a salary. So, and 84% of them paid themselves a salary, and the profit was on top of that. So, differences in the survey. Ag Census includes a lot of lifestyle and hobby farms, whereas we were talking to professional producers who had the financial records and were willing to talk to us about it. Our sample survey was very small, only 1.4% of the census. But all of our survey respondents expected to earn money, at a minimum cover taxes and expenses. Then we had part-time income at 41%, full-time income at 50%. And I talked to you about the number that paid themselves a salary and the number who had a profit. But this business training there at the bottom is pretty critical. 81% had taken some business classes, and 72% had been through one or more of our cooperative extension business classes. So, in the survey, we were looking for why people wanted to scale up and what they thought they needed to do to scale up. So almost 66% of the respondents wanted to, or thought they needed to, because if they were beginners, they were still building their business, or they wanted to increase their sales and income. A number of them cited there was an available market share for their products, so they wanted to fill that market window. A number cited being able to afford hired labor, so it was not just family labor. And others talked about increased efficiency. Generally, that means mechanization in order to increase their income. So in terms of what people felt they needed to do, we asked them to rank a number of actions on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most important. And then we also included the percentage of survey respondents that chose those actions. So planting more acres and expanding existing or finding new markets ranked highest, and infrastructure is just a little bit lower than that. But I think the interesting thing is that the markets are ranked very highly, as is infrastructure, by a large percentage of the respondents. So those are probably the two most important things, but it does depend on the kind of operation as well. So, important thing, what are the obstacles to scaling up? And we found it very interesting that the most important obstacle cited by the most people was time. Don't have time to scale up. And then the next things that were of importance were financially related: the risk of debt, capital investment money, cash flow were all rated fairly highly, but by just over half the participants in the survey. Available labor, however, was cited by more than 80% of them. And I added land down on the end because people always ask about land for beginning farmers. Most of the respondents were crop producers in our area. Cropland is not a limiting factor. It is a limiting factor for livestock. So what did we learn from this and from our business training? Profitability almost always increases with business training or business counseling, and serious economic analysis of individual crops or products. Streamlining the operation so that you grow only the profitable crops, you need to do some pretty intensive analysis to look at that when you include all the costs. Improving labor efficiency is absolutely critical, because in vegetable and fruit operations, that's 70 to 90% of the costs. And also expansion into wholesale and direct-to-retail markets also helped with profitability on a number of operations. So those are the take-home lessons, and I'd just like to say thank you to the producers who participated in the survey and the large number of producers who serve as mentors to other producers about business planning. We've also had support from Western Extension Risk Management, Education, the Farm Service Agency, and the Risk Management Agency. So thank you very much. We've got about a minute or so for questions. Yes. It was between $10,000 and $65,000, depending upon the operation. Yeah. So smaller, newer farmers were down at the $10,000 range, and some of the older growers, certainly the $250,000 and above, were $50,000 to $65,000 was the highest. Yeah. Other questions? Yes? Okay, so the range of acreage in this survey was between 2.5 and 25, mostly under 10 acres. Yeah. Okay, thank you.